Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Elohim himself will be with them, and be their Elohim. And Elohim will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give to him who is thirsty from the fountain of the water of life. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came to me one of the seven angels, who had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Elohim, having the glory of Elohim, and her light was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall. And the city lies square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, its breadth, and its height are equal. And he measured its wall 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald. The fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoprase, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every single gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for Yahshua the Sovereign Elohim Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of Elohim enlightened it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates shall not be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no way enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatever works abomination, or makes a lie, but those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.